now with our first look at what it says in this morning's papers at 7:06. Here's Fiona Kelly.
Hand in hand with Nikita. That's the lead headline on the front of today's Irish Daily Mirror. Over pictures of the Solidarity March, which took place in Dublin last night in support of Nikita Hand, who was awarded damages in her civil action on Friday after it was found that Conor McGregor had raped her in the Beacon Hotel in December 2018. The Irish Examiner also gives coverage to that rally, along with a story about a new survey on gender-based violence, which found that almost 22% of Irish women have been subjected to sexual violence, the seventh highest rate in Europe. We're also told that in the 6 hours immediately after Friday's verdict, calls to the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre rose by 150%. For the second day running, the Irish Times leads with the results of its Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes poll, which found that 43% of those polled favour Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael as anchors of the next government, while a government led by Sinn Féin without either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael was the choice of 21%. The margin of error of that poll is estimated at 2.8%. In advance of tonight's three-way television debate between Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald, the Irish Independent leads with the Fianna Fáil leader's continued assertion that he won't go into government with Sinn Féin. Sigh of the Storm is the headline in the Irish Sun, alongside a picture of Simon Harris. The paper highlights what it describes as a string of high-profile gaffes, which it says have decimated his party's Harris hop. One of those gaffes, the Taoiseach's interaction with health worker Charlotte Fallon, continues to receive coverage, with the Irish Daily Mail leading with the story about whether any members of Fine Gael contacted RTE in a bid not to have the footage broadcast. The video, which was carried in the RTE news that night, remains on the RTE website. The paper couldn't get anyone from RTE to comment about the story, but an unnamed source is quoted saying that the broadcaster had received regular contact from all political parties about editorial issues on a daily basis throughout the campaign. The Irish Daily Star builds its lead story around a picture of Jim Sheridan filming with Jerry Hutch as he canvassed on Portland Row in Dublin yesterday. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the case of a veteran nurse accused of overcharging patients at two care homes in County Armagh, who's been struck off following a long-running tribunal. 71-year-old Mildred Jean Wiley was accused of deplorable misconduct at the homes between 2005 and 2013 on 20 charges, including one related to billing vulnerable residents thousands of pounds for food, which was contractually obliged to pay for. The Irish News gives front page coverage to tensions in the town of Castledurg in County Tyrone over Union Jack flags, which have been left flying there since September. Pictures of members of the Defence Forces who have just returned from a six-month peacekeeping mission in Lebanon being reunited with their loved ones at Dublin Airport last night are carried on lots of today's front pages. And finally, a number of papers also give coverage to the death of romantic novelist Barbara Taylor Bradford, who died on Sunday. Her 40 novels sold more than 91 million copies, including her most recent book, which she published last year at the age of 90.
Fiona Kelly, 7:09. We're in Letterkenny next.